Real patriotism is dead. Or so I thought anyway until tonight. I was standing in line at the convenience store while the customer in front of me and the clerk argued about the validity of his ID card. The young man was trying to buy 2 cases of beer. "No, it's okay," he said. "It's a government ID. I'm in the Marines on leave from Okinawa." "I need to see a valid identification," the clerk replied. "It is valid. It's a government ID." "Don't you have a driver's license?" "I'm stationed in Okinawa. Why would I have a Texas driver's license?" "He's got to be 21 if he's in the Marines," someone from the back of the store piped in. The argument lasted for about 2 more minutes before the clerk finally relented. He rang up the sale and the cash register showed 2163 in its murky green display. "Oh shit," the Marine said. "All I've got is a 20. "How much do you need, son?" a voice from behind me asked. I turned around and saw a tall, gray-haired man wearing blue jeans, a camouflage jacket, and a straw hat standing there. I had seen him panhandling from time to time on the drag, and now his left hand was extended to the Marine, holding a cache of dimes, nickels, and a couple of quarters. "How much do you need?" the man asked again. "A little over a buck and a half," the Marine answered. The man went up to the counter and put his change down on it. "Take what you need," he said, holding up the 2 beer cans in his right hand. "I can put one of these back." As the Marine gathered up the necessary change, Styx's song, "That One That Goes Come Sail Away With Me," came on the small radio on the counter. I bought my cigarettes with watery eyes and left the store with a newfound respect for veterans.